See you later.
Welcome to Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. With springtime officially here, we're that much closer to football season. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of things going on in the Chiefs' kingdom. Coming up, we drive on down to the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show to check out some old school classics and some of the latest models in Kansas City.
This is my kind of car. Awesome. Can I take this home?
Speaking of latest and greatest, we caught up with Kansas City's gunslinger, Alex Smith.
It's a tough place to play. You know, the fans rolling and they got the band going, and it'll be nice to be on the other end of it.
And we met up with another Kansas City quarterback, Pro Football Hall of Famer Len Dawson.
The first year was an outstanding one for me, and I was even voted the most valuable player of the league in that particular year. So my first year with Hank Stram and my first year with this new American Football League was great.
Len Dawson's jersey is forever enshrined at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. But there are hundreds of Chiefs jerseys, cleats, socks, and everything in between located in the team equipment room. Although these guys may never be inducted in Canton, they are still extremely essential to the Chiefs organization.
I'm Alan Wright. I'm the head equipment manager for the Kansas City Chiefs. I've been here for 29 years, and it's the greatest job in the NFL. We basically handle everything that a player or a coach needs from the minute they walk in these doors, from anything from helmets, shoulder pads, shoes, and gloves for the players, coaching outfits, deodorant, towels, blocking dummies. We cover all ground. When you need something and you're not sure who gets it, you come to the equipment room, we get it handled. We have four of us that are full-time, and you always seem like you're about two short, but we are very fortunate to have four very qualified, tremendous, selfless people that work here and do a tremendous job, and we couldn't be any luckier to have the staff that we have here. We run practice from the standpoint of we handle the timing of the segments, the horn, blowing, and starting of practice to actually helping out in all the drills. I personally work with the wide receivers, so there's times that, you know, you're throwing the ball as a quarterback to the receivers or catching the ball as a receiver. Running backs, we take handoffs, or we play every position there is at some point or another during practice. We play the center, handle all snaps and drills where there is no centers to do that. So we kind of the jack of all trades. We actually have to be a little bit athletic, or at least used to be at one point. The best part of my job is easy. It's being around these players on a day-to-day basis, and you know, I'm 46 years old and I still feel like I'm 25. It is a very youthful environment. It's a lot of fun. There's a very serious side to our business, which is winning and losing, but there's also a very fun side of your job on a day-to-day basis. There's no better feeling, and to know that you're a part of it in a small way is just the most awesome feeling there is. As you can see, we handle practice, we handle game day, we go on the road, we basically handle everything that coaches and players need from the minute they walk in the door. So now you're in the know.
The free agency frenzy that kicked off a couple weeks ago has not only kept Alan and his crew in the equipment room busy, but it has also brought in a lot of new talent and excitement to the Chiefs kingdom. I recently sat down with the Chiefs' newest signal caller. I'm with the man of the hour, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. Alex, first of all, welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, free agency period has been kind of crazy. Has it sunk in yet that you are now a Chief?
Starting to. You know, very surreal. I've had quite a while to think about it, waiting for this day. You know, the last few weeks, knowing that the deal was kind of done in principle and, you know, waiting for the league year to start and for this all to go through. So, excited to finally be out here. You know, been waiting on it.
What is it about Kansas City that makes it a good fit for you?
You know, for me, I mean, a couple of things. One, just the combination of the locker room, you know, looking at it from an outside perspective, and then, you know, the addition of Coach Reed and the coaching staff, and, you know, just the sense of the direction of this organization and where it's going and what it's capable of, and there's so much talent here.
Specifically, tell me about Coach Reed. Are you looking forward to working with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. You know, I always wanted to play for him at some point and didn't know if it would happen. And from all the quarterbacks I've ever talked to and gotten to know that I've ever had that chance, they've all raved about it. And, you know, as a quarterback, you want that. You know, you want to be coached by a guy like that, the best. So excited that it finally happened.
Now, you've played at Arrowhead a couple of times as a 49er.
Yeah.
What was it like playing in that stadium?
Loud. Very loud. Yeah. You know, both times. Rough experiences for me both times. You know, it's a place that it's such a big home field advantage. You know, coming in when the fans rolling and they got the band going. And it's a tough place to play, you know, and it'll be nice to be on the other end of it, get to watch the other quarterbacks out there struggling.
So it'll be nice to have those 80,000 fans cheering for you this time?
No question, yeah, absolutely. No question, yeah. I look forward to it. It's really something special. You know, the lineage here, the history, the fans, everybody knows it around the country. It's widespread in the NFL, you know, coming to play here and what a tough place to play it is. And it's such a big advantage to have fans like this, a stadium like that, and, you know, home field advantage.
Coming up, we visit with Chiefs legend Len Dawson.
Most of them didn't even know that I was placed on waivers because some of them told me that. Later on, I said, geez, we'd known you were on there. We would have picked you up. So that's when I went with the Dallas Texans and Hank Stram. And that's when I really got my chance to play.
Then we roll on over to the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show. It's time for some trivia. How well do you know your Chiefs? What player holds the record for the most sacks in Chiefs history? A. Tom Bahaly, B. Derek Thomas, C. Art Still, D. Neil Smith. When we return, we'll reveal the answer.
This is a locker. Could be any locker, but it's not. Soon, this locker will hold a shiny new pair of cleats, a player's first NFL jersey, and the grand expectations of an entire kingdom.
With the first pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select.
Anyway it goes down, kid, we can't wait to meet you.
Before the break, we asked you, what player holds the record for the most sacks in Chiefs history? The answer is B, Derek Thomas. DT was a mainstay for the Chiefs defense, and his 126.5 sacks remain first on the team's all-time list. Welcome back. During head coach Andy Reid's introductory press conference a few months ago, when asked about the Chiefs quarterback situation, he joked that he wished he could find the next Len Dawson. Although Coach Reid has found his quarterback in Alex Smith, there can only be one Len Dawson.
Thank you very much. You know, I first met Lenny Dawson 35 years ago when I was a baseball coach and assistant football coach at Purdue University. Lenny was a senior at Alliance High School, just 20 miles from this Hall of Fame. He was an all-state quarterback, an all-state basketball player, baseball player, and an excellent student. Lenny was shy and he was quiet, but had an air of confidence and poise that was very, very contagious.
My first game starting a football game in high school was at that stadium where they have the Hall of Fame game. I was the first player born and raised in Stark County to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. My family sitting out in the audience, some place that I was very familiar with. And how proud they were of me is very, very special.
Len Dawson was chosen fifth overall in the 1957 NFL draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Playing behind such great signal callers as Earl Morrill and Jack Kemp, Dawson became frustrated and eventually was traded to the Cleveland Browns, where he found the situation to be the same. His inability to get playing time was disheartening until an old friend re-entered the scene.
Hank Stram came to town. He was then the new head football coach for the Dallas Texans of this American Football League. I had breakfast with him, and he was asking about how things were going for me, and I wasn't very happy because I hadn't had a chance to play. He said, if you ever get a chance to get free, give me a call. I'd love to have you. So I became free, and so that's when I went with the Dallas Texans and Hank Stram, and that's when I really got my chance to play.
Cheer the Zing Team of Pro Football, the dazzling Dallas Texans. Join the yell for the AFL and the roaring, scoring Texans.
The first year was an outstanding one for me. I ended up winning the championship, and I was even voted the most valuable player of the league in that particular year. So my first year with Hank Stram and my first year with this new American Football League was great.
After his MVP season in Dallas, the Texans relocated to Kansas City, and Dawson would help lead the newly founded Chiefs to not only their first Super Bowl, but the best record in AFL history. After battling injuries the entire 1969 season, Dawson and his fellow Chiefs teammates fought their way back to the Super Bowl.
How did we get to that Super Bowl IV game? Well, I'll tell you what, as a wild card. Because the Raiders won the division, so we were a wild card. We had to go to New York to take on the New York Jets. They had won the Super Bowl the year before, Super Bowl III, with Joe Namath and an outstanding football team in New York. And we beat them there. Now we had to go to Oakland, California, a team that had beaten us twice during the regular season, to play them. And we beat them on their turf. For the right to go to the Super Bowl IV in New Orleans against the Minnesota Vikings.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
Dawson, post sideline pattern. Taylor, hold. 30, 25. He cuts back. 20. He's going to go.
City. This team is the greatest in the universe!
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns, we put the pedal to the metal and head to the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show.
This event is about showing the public what the U.S. Army is about. We have historical vehicles, kind of show where the Army came from. Modern vehicles show the strength of the Army now.
Then, I sit down with former Chief Kendall Gammon and answer your Twitter questions. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not gonna catch it. Derek Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the Kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365. Even though it's the offseason, you're guaranteed to see your favorite team out and about in the Chiefs Kingdom. In this week's Access Arrowhead, presented by Prime Sport, we head downtown for the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show. We're downtown at the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show, where there's over 500 new cars, SUVs, and trucks. This place is packed, so let's put the pedal to the metal and check it out. This thing is awesome. Scratch that, this one's even more ridiculous. Now those cars were sick, but if you really want a ball like Don Terry Poe, I think we found his car. We're here at the photo bus, and I'm looking to get a little glamour shot. So I just went to the photo booth. What do you think? Do you think it looks good? Okay, I guess not.
We're over at the U.S. Army exhibit at the auto show, and I'm with one of our proud soldiers, Major Scrametta. Now, Major, there's some old vehicles, new vehicles. You got some games set up. Tell me about what's going on here.
This event is about showing the public what the U.S. Army is about. We have historical vehicles, kind of show where the Army came from. Modern vehicles show the strength of the Army now. We have simulators to show how we make soldiers strong and how we train them. We have a rock climbing wall that challenges you and shows you that you're capable of more than you think you are. So really shows what the Army is about, which is inspiring you to be better.
So we're in the Ford section now. I've seen a lot of cars tonight. Muscle cars, beautiful trucks, some hybrids. Everybody seems to be going green. But you know, the one thing that I haven't seen is red and gold cars. I gotta talk to somebody. This is my kind of car. Leather, new car smell, F-250, awesome. Can I take this home? So I've got good news and bad news. Good news, we saw some awesome cars tonight. Bad news, we saw some awesome cars tonight that I can't afford. So I better finish the show so I can earn my paycheck. But if you ever get the chance to come to the Kansas City Auto Show, do it. Hey Chiefs fans, I'm here with 15-year NFL veteran, former Chief, but you may know him as a sideline voice of the Chiefs Radio Network, Kendall Gammon. Thanks so much for being here.
It is a pleasure, Rachel.
Now, Kendall is our resident expert here today, and he's going to be helping me answer your Twitter questions. And there are a lot of Twitter questions, so let's get to it. So Jennifer McCreath asked, do folks think we can win a Super Bowl with Alex Smith? What do you think?
Well, certainly that's a fair question because that's always the goal. Alex Smith, former first-round pick for San Francisco, has some good qualities. You could make the argument that he had a chance to lead him to the Super Bowl this year had it not been for Colin. So the quick answer to that is, yeah, I think he does have the ability to lead the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
Okay, next question. Drew Johnson wants to know, who will the Chiefs' backup QB be, and are they looking to draft one to develop?
That's a good question, but one that I think was answered by Coach Andy Reid. He said they brought Alex Smith in. He is the starter. And Chase Daniels, the former Mizzou quarterback who's been the understudy of Drew Brees in New Orleans the last 4 years, is the backup. Now, he did talk about certainly the fact that he will create competition at the position, but when it comes down to it, Alex is the starting QB.
Okay, next question. Chris Nickler wanted to know, what positions will be targets for the Chiefs in the draft?
You know what, that's a great question because you didn't know who the Chiefs were going to keep or not keep. They franchised Brandon Albert. Before that, everybody thought left tackle. Then they let Winston go, so they thought maybe it came back again. A lot of different things with the signing of Robinson from Atlanta. Now you're not sure about defensive back. I think it's the best possible situation, the fact that 31 other teams do not know what the Chiefs are taking. They talk about it all the time. Does Coach Reid and John Dorsey take the best player available?
Okay, one more question. Being a Sooner alum, we got to ask this. Christian Cifuentes says, Landry Jones in the mix for a potential draft pick for the Chiefs?
Well, certainly he's in the mix, but Landry Jones is part of a group of guys that are in the mid to late round picks if they fall. Now, he had a great combine. He had a good senior ball, but Landry Jones, an E.J. Manuel, a Zach Dysart, some guys like that, those are the type of guys that you might see. It would have a lot to do with how the draft board falls on the day.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Kendall. And if you want to hear more from Kendall, you can follow him on Twitter. And if you want your question on red and gold, follow me at @KCChiefs_Rachel. Ask your question and use the hashtag RNG. Time to try your hand at some Chiefs trivia. Here we go. What's Arrowhead's seating capacity? A, 73,113. B, 78,342, C, 75,621, or D, 79,451. The answer when we return. Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you, what's Arrowhead's seating capacity? The answer is D. Arrowhead can hold 79,451 Chiefs fans and has topped the scales at a whopping 116 decibels. Thanks for joining us here on Red and Gold. If you missed any of the show, be sure to check out kcchiefs.com. Next week, we'll be here, same time, same channel.
Until then, follow me on Twitter at @KCChiefs_Rachel. Or check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, go Chiefs.
Power trap.